Everyone, my name is Penny and I'm the founder of the Clean and Tidy Home Show. And on today's live, on today's tea break, we're going to be talking to the amazing Daniella Dawkins. Her handle is it Danny Dawks? If you haven't had the pleasure of meeting Danny so far, then you're going to be super excited to meet her today. She's amazing. Our host of the Extra Stage at the Clean Tidy Home Show. And we're going to just be having a bit of a natter today about how life happens. So I can see she's just joined. So bear with me while we go live with Danny.
Hey. In theory, I've pressed the button.
Good morning. Hi, guys.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Feel like I got ready in like 2.2 seconds.
So in the true essence of life happens, we were supposed to be going live with the lovely Claire, who we're booked in for another session in a couple of weeks, so don't worry, you're not missing out on some time with Claire, but her poor daughter isn't feeling very well, and so had to postpone her live. And I just said, how ironic is that, but wonderful, life happens, right? No problem at all in that. And so I just messaged Danny. I was like, Danny, always love a chat. Fancy going live?
I'm like, I love to talk. Yeah, let's go. I can do this.
I love it. Because we'd already booked in, we've got another live, which we should definitely still do in a couple of weeks' time, because we're going to be talking about our kind of incoming theme, which is about give yourself grace. So you're going to have to kind of just pare back on some of that stuff, Danny. I'm sure we'll touch on it in some capacity in what we talk about. But yeah, life happens. I know that you've got lots of stuff to talk about. But before we dive into that, please, for anybody who hasn't had the opportunity to get to know you or see what you're about, just give us a bit of an insight into who Daniella Dawkins is, please.
Morning, guys. I'm Danny Dawkins and I'm a master upcycler and a sustainable eco-influencer type thing, whatever. And basically, I just make stuff out of... I make treasures out of trash. That's the one I used last time. I make treasures out of trash. And I go around telling people how amazing it is and hopefully encouraging people to do the same. So, yeah.
I love it. And can you just tell us a bit about your tagline and the name of your podcast?
Oh, so, not me. Like, what? So, Soap Dip and Extra is my tagline. Be an extra, be labelled Miss Extra. Sometimes I'm not extra enough. Like, so, but the energy's always on high. My podcast is also called the Soap Dip and Extra Podcast, where basically it is my journal. It is a self-development podcast where I talk about things, lessons that I've learned over the years, but sometimes it's, wow, oh my God, this happened this week and let me tell you how I dealt with it. So it's never just talking about problems that happen. There's always a solution to the problems, and there aren't really problems. Really, they're not problems. They're just things that we're like, that's annoying. And just talking about it, because we're all going through the same things, but we just don't necessarily talk about them, because in the world of social media, which is kind of like our real world, it looks like everyone has their stuff together. It looks like everyone has their stuff together. So the reality of it is that we don't. Life happens in real life. So yeah.
It really does. And I think that's what's so amazing, is sometimes when life happens, it can be really, or especially in the moment, really not feel like a good thing. But often there is some kind of beauty that comes out of any kind of challenge or change. But it can take a while to get to that point where you can even see it. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. And so it really is, it's hard in the moment, but knowing when you really believe that good things come to you and good things flow through you, and also if you move with good energy and good vibes inside you, you just know it's coming back. Like they always say, karma is a whatever, but karma's also positive as well. Like you put out good karma, you get back good karma as well. So,
and would you agree that kind of some challenges in your life basically led you to discover your extra or lean into the person that you really are?
Definitely. I would say it all started when I'd separated from my children's dad. When, well, it was, I was just had my son at the time. So my son's dad, and he was about two, and I kind of went on this journey of this finding the secret, which really helped me deal with that. And that's where the whole law of attraction came in, and just kind of putting out what you want and getting back. So where it was so, the energy around me was so negative because people were hurt, I had to figure out a way to deal with it. And then we did end up getting back together. And then years later, it was finding myself again, like discovering who I was through that breakup again, and actually thinking, for the last 16 years, I've been a mum. Like, I'm mum, you know, part of that, you know, being a girlfriend, then being a mum, who am I? So I was on this journey of finding myself. And then it was actually getting compliments from people saying, wow, you're glowing. And I'm like, huh? And I was like, oh, okay, I want more of that. I want to find that. Where's that? Where's that? And literally, I spiraled out of control of like self-development, which started, it's hard to find yourself when you're around people that know you as who you are, because they will try and keep you as that person. Not because they don't want to see you grow, but because that's what they're used to. Oh, it's just Dan. It's just Penny. That's how they are. But it's like, but I don't want to be like that. There's so much more inside me. So yeah, I think I went on a tangent.
Love it. No, I love it. The tangent's the best. That's how we get to the real magic, right? But I think some might say that, you know, looking at you and what you talk about and your amazing podcast, all the amazing things that you've achieved, and I know you're always striving for more, but that perhaps positivity comes quite easy to you. Like, I'd just love to delve into that a bit more, because, you know, if we are talking about life happens, and as I say, it's sometimes really easy to look back with hindsight, but, you know, is it that easy for you? And, you know, if you found it easier in certain circumstances, why is that? Like, how do you deal with it?
So I remember hearing this quote years ago, which was, is happiness is a choice. And I went, I wanted to be this happiness guru. I done a happiness course and everything. And happiness is a choice. I can have something not happy happen and decide of how I want to feel. And don't get me wrong, there are moments, in that moment of feeling happy, there were reminders of everything is not great. And I mean, a perfect example is when my dad passed away. I didn't want to feel sad. And I was sad. I saw him. He passed away in front of my eyes. And it wasn't expected. He wasn't sick. And even when I would speak to people, people would make me feel sad. So I would be like, oh, yeah. Or they would say, I heard what happened to Dad. And I'm like, yeah. But, you know, we were all with him. And, you know, and as much as there is definitely trauma behind that, I just didn't want to feel sad. And then, but they would be like, oh, they would start crying. And I'm like, oh, man, should we be crying together? I don't know, because I'm sad, but I don't want to feel it, because I just, like, my dad was amazing and he lived a great life and he loved life and he loved to dance. And there were so many fun things about him that he'd done that I very much encapsulate my dad with a lot of the things that I do, that, yeah, let's not be sad, because he's probably dancing in heaven, like, right now, jumping on clouds. Like, he's cool. He's probably flirting with all the angels. Like, honestly, don't feel sad. So it was, I had to, even the way I would say it, I was like, oh, yeah, but, you know, because I didn't want to feel sad. And that was a choice that I made. And it is easier said than done. But you just have to want, you can either feel sad or feel happy. And you have to make the decision and find the things that make you feel happy. It's not just, oh, I want to think happiness. What makes me feel happy? Outside of thinking is one thing, but then let me go and do this because this makes me feel good. And let me go and do that. And that person always brings me joy. Their energy lifts me up. So let me go to where that person is, and let me watch a comedy. You can't watch a comedy show and be sad, honestly. You can't. I love comedy. Comedy gets me through everything. So, yeah. Look, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. Like, absolutely. We have to choose the better feeling thought.
So. Love it. So, Dani, let's talk a bit about your home and your kind of environment, because obviously, there's a lot we talk about around the importance of either clear spaces or organisation, or even if it's maintenance, or we could even go into home ownership, whatever you want to talk about. Like, what does home mean to you, and how has that either supported you or perhaps reflected some of your kind of life happens and we've got to move forward moments?
Oh, my goodness, I just looked at, there's a massive spider up there. Okay, I can't look there. Okay.
Ooh. Life happens, Danny.
Hi, there's a spider and Nancy. Okay. How does my home reflect that feeling? So my
home... has home supported you or derailed you when life has happened? Or perhaps, you know, knowing some of the things that I know about the experiences that you've had in recent years where perhaps you've had challenges within your home. Yeah. Or instances that occurred, you know, what, how has home either supported you or actually contributed to how you've had to change and adapt and ultimately remain positive about experiences that might not be amazing?
Okay. So I think that your home is a great place to start with, where your happiness and space. And with me, I am a bit of a clutterer and I'm working on it. It's getting better. So I can, when I do declutter certain places in my home, I then, that becomes my space, like my happy space, and it's, you know, bright and airy. But like Penny was saying, I had a fire in my home, and it definitely derailed me. And it was for a few months, because I wasn't living in my home at that time. For about 3 months, I wasn't there. And it was, but for me, home is not just the walls. Home is the people and the energy. So for me, I can still find happiness in those places. Like when they moved us, they moved me and the kids to like a hostel hotel, and we had a great time. Like, it sounds weird, but we had a great time. We had the charity shop up the road, so Callie and I, after school, go to the charity shop, get a few puzzles, finish with the puzzle, bring it back to the charity shop, get another one. We had to shift, and we had a new normal, and we was a little bit further away from school, but we were closer to more food shops. So it's like, what should we have for dinner? I was definitely spending more money. It wasn't cool. But it was just a shift, and it was just maintaining your mental. The brain is really the key holder of everything and every thought and feeling. Like, yeah, if I wake up and there's no clutter and all the clothes are put away, I feel amazing. But if I wake up and my kids are happy and I haven't had to shout at them the night before, or I don't have to shout at them in the morning, I'm happy. Like, it's cool. And just knowing that they're happy and we're in a house, and even if they didn't put their stuff away, I'm still happy because we've made the decision to just bring light energy into the home and clean up later, because cleaning doesn't always bring me joy. The effect does, but the moment doesn't. So yeah, you've got to pick what brings the joy.
I love that. And it's interesting, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who's just about to move home again, and she's actually not from this country, so, you know, it's really moved away from, you know, I've gone back to near enough where I grew up, which I never thought I would do, and, you know, so she's away from where she grew up, but she's moved kind of every few years, and we were talking about whether, you know, she's just of that mindset, her moving home and doing so either for job opportunities and moving everything quite quickly is not something that derails her emotionally, whereas I know plenty of people, like my parents are just about to move for only the second time in their entire relationship in my lifetime, and it's a massive thing. And so just to see even the relationship with stuff or what's ultimately going to make her feel at home in that new environment, in a new place that she's never been before, you know, an entirely new region of the UK again, I thought was really, really fascinating. And I often talk about, before I owned a home or before I had kids, like, home for me was just wherever I was at the time. Like, my place to keep things ultimately was where I lived in a flat share in London, in between work. But actually, if I was on site for 3 weeks of a month, then I needed to feel at home in some capacity in that environment to kind of feel safe and okay to be myself. And sometimes that was really challenging, but actually sometimes it was beautiful.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if I really made a point in any of that, but basically, I totally agree with what you're saying.
No, you absolutely did. It really is. You have to, we have our little things. Like, if you're going somewhere, like when I go on holiday or I'm staying somewhere, I could be staying at a friend's house, there's certain things that make it feel homely. So I feel like I'm that type of person that can get up and go somewhere else and make home. Now, this is home. That is home. When I traveled in Bali, I stayed in four different areas of Bali. Every place was home. I felt comfortable there. And yeah, it just, it's the inside. I think a lot of it is just from the inside. So, yeah.
What is your usual routine, Danny? And I think I may know the answer to some of this. I feel like this is, Danny has not been prepped with any of these kind of questions. This is why I'm trying to ask in a way that I'm like, don't feel like you should need
Yeah.
to
I know, I'm nervous.
overshare.
I'm like, oh, please, I hope I know all the answers.
I'm like, you share if you want to. But yeah, kind of your usual routine, or what are you like at kind of planning ahead, and how does that reflect your kind of home and organization? And considering how you operate, how does that make space for life happening or not? So I'm hope that that makes sense.
Yeah, I think so. So if I don't answer it, like, pull me back. My whole life is a life happens. Like, you just don't know what to expect. So, and when Penny did ask me about the next live that we're gonna do, she gave me all the dates that were available in May, from the beginning to the end of May. And I was like, can we just do the earliest date? Because I can't think too far ahead. It makes me anxious, it makes me nervous, because what if something happens? I don't want to miss this, like, our live, but something else might happen. And so, yeah, like, whenever people put, I'm just like, just give me the date, just give me the date, just tell me where we're staying, tell me where we're going. So I find it really difficult to make decisions as a big grown-ass woman. I'm like, can you just tell me what it is that I need to do, please? Daddy, where do you want to go to dinner? I don't know. Can you tell me where we're eating? Like, I'm cool. I'm so cool. So I don't know, it's fun. Maybe it's just part of the ADHD. It's just fun of, not knowing. I like surprises. Like, I would be the perfect candidate for a surprise birthday, surprise engagement, surprise any, just surprise me. And I'm like, oh my God, I never knew. I guessed it, but I never knew. So it's fun and exciting. So find
I love that. And
the happiness.
have you seen in the comments? I knew this answer was coming. What is planning? And I think a lot of people really, really relate to that. And I think sometimes this idea of organization means that you need to be planned with anything and everything. But actually, it's just having enough that either routine or that you know about yourself to be able to create space for that spontaneity. I feel like I go through total ups and downs in that regard. So sometimes I'll think, right, I'm going to go to the end of the year and I'm going to plan backwards because I need to understand what's coming, and there's an element of that. Then I'll kind of start from where I am and move forwards, and then there'll be a bit of, oh, but actually, let's just leave that. So I feel like I kind of go back and forwards. I'm not necessarily methodical in it, but I just kind of need to have a fair idea of what might be coming up so I can maximize that opportunity. And even if it's built in more spontaneity, I don't know. But yeah, I certainly don't have a methodical approach. And yeah, I knew that was going to be your answer. And that's why when I messaged you to say, thanks for your live today, I was like, if you're around, you'll be totally up for it. Nothing will stop you from doing it.
Exactly. Like, I would have had to have been out somewhere, and then I might have to be like, can I just get a quiet room because I've got to jump on live for half an hour. So yeah, always there. But yeah,
I
go with the flow. I love a bit of go with the flow.
love
I
it.
know what.
But we're all different, right? And that's why we've got to lean into what brings us happiness. So if you plan in every single minute of your life brings you happiness and that's how you operate at your best, then go for it. Or if that's not the case and you just want to wing it at all times, go for it.
Exactly. I'm always flying somewhere, flying, I'll be like, oh, let's go here then, that looks fun, let's go there. So but yeah, sometimes planning is needed, though. I know that much.
Well, I'm hoping that the 19th and 20th of October are firmly in the diary.
They are,
I'm
that's
certainly
only
planning what you're doing at
in
the show.
they're definitely in the diary. That's as far as the planning goes. And anything, it could be the week before, I'd be like, please, it's too far ahead. All I know in October is the Clean and Tidy Home Show.
Love it. And as I say, don't worry, I'm planning your stage schedule, so you're all good. I've got you covered.
Thanks, babe. I'm so excited.
Oh no, I'm so excited, and I'm really excited that we're going to be getting back on live in a couple of weeks. But while we wrap this one up, can you just talk to us about what's happening in your life at the moment, or anything that you have got planned, even in the coming hours or days?
Not much, to be honest. It's very, very quiet. I feel like I'm going through a phase. I feel like I said this on the last live I was on. I really feel like I'm going through a slow phase. And usually, and probably even in this phase, I've been a bit hard on myself. Like, I'm not doing enough. I should be doing more. which takes planning as well. But I'm also just thinking, it's very much thinking and making sure I am doing the right things and making sure I'm doing more of what it is that I want to attract in this world as well, and attract in life and attract with my business. Making sure people know what I do, making sure they're hearing me and receiving me and they're getting something from it, which is really, really important. Like, I don't just want to be out here having fun, which I do, but just talking and no one's, it's not resonating and sitting with people. So yeah, it's just, I'm in a very much of a slow phase right now, and it's fine. It's really is fine. And I'm just reminding myself that it's fine instead of being hard on myself, like.
I love that. I love, and I love the latest comment, rest and return. Love that.
Yeah, definitely.
Slow phases are important. But I have a feeling that you and I can struggle perhaps with slow phases, and we have to, you know, remind ourselves that they can be good rather than just accepting them for what they are as they come in.
Yeah.
I love that. Danny, thank you so much for tuning in today. For anybody that has not listened to Danny's podcast, please do. It's basically just like a voice note from Danny. Straight into your WhatsApps. I can tell you from experience.
Someone else said that, and I was like, for real, for real. So yeah, big old voice note. Oh,
so Flippin' Extra podcast, check it out, give Danny a follow. As I say, Danny is going to be hosting our extra stage and we're going to be releasing the schedule soon, so really excited to be sharing that with you. But life happens, no matter how you operate, like to organize yourself, try and trust in it. It can be super, super, super hard, but hopefully some of the people that we're speaking to and introduce you to, and the lovely people that talk about their experiences, help. And yeah, just keep doing you, trust in the process.
Exactly. Aww,
thank you, lovely. Thank you for everyone that's checked in today or watching this back, and look forward to speaking soon. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye, Penny.